Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 279 of Ask Pat. Today is Friday, the day this goes live, and I want to wish you all an amazing weekend. But before we get to that, let's do what we can to help out Drew today and his question. But before we get to Drew's question, I do want to, as we always do, thank today's sponsor for this episode, who is there to help support, you know, the sponsors that are there to help support the team that helps put this together. They are amazing. Mindy, I know you listen to this. I love you. You're amazing. Thank you so much for putting this together in the way that you do. And thank you also to FreshBooks.com for helping out and sponsoring this show. They are the premier, super easy to use cloud accounting solution to help you with all of your business finances. Over 5 million small businesses use FreshBooks to make their accounting so much easier. And what's really cool is they have a really cool invoicing feature that makes it so easy and professional. So you can bill your clients, bill your students, bill your consulting companies that you work with, and they're going to be able to pay you much faster so you can do the work that you need to do. And these invoices are super professional looking too. So go ahead and check it out. You can check it out at getfreshbooks.com, and you can enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section for a 30-day free trial. Check it out. You will not regret it for sure. All right, now let's get to today's question from Drew.
Hi, Pat. This is Drew Dillon giving you a question off a recent podcast you did on the morning routine. When I think about morning routines and what we do within morning routines, it all comes down to habits. And me and my girlfriend are huge fans of your show. We'll listen together while we're driving. And the thing that came up was, you know, you've been so successful, but here's a habit and here's new habits that you're trying to develop to make yourself even more successful. And what our question was with your current level of success, what habits do you feel really led to that success that you may not see in other entrepreneurs or other individuals that you have spoken with or that come to you for help, and you realize, hey, you need to be doing this or you need to develop this habit? What habit right at this time has led to your success over the years? Really curious about that.
Drew, thank you so much for this question, and hello to you and your girlfriend who's likely listening to this based off of what you said. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show, and thank you for this question too. I really appreciate it. That episode has done a lot to change my life recently, and the episode you're talking about the morning routine, is episode 140 with Hal Elrod, author of The Miracle Morning, and I've done a lot of things in my life since that episode that has really helped me move forward, especially this new year with all the things that I've been launching. I've just been completely focused and been able to just crush a lot of things this year that were planned at the tail end of last year. For instance, the One Day Business Breakthrough podcast was published with my good buddy Chris Ducker, and that's going really, really well now. We're putting on a live event on April 24th, which if you don't know, please check it out. It's going to be unlike anything else you've ever experienced before. Go to onedaybb.com/live to check that out. And also the Smart Podcast Player came out of beta, and that's been live for a month and a half now and doing extremely well. I launched SPI TV, which you can find at watchspi.tv, and have a lot of other things going on. And the only way I've been able to stay focused is actually through adding these new forms of habits that have increased my optimization and productivity and focus. Some of those things include writing in my daily journal. And that's been incredibly, incredibly eye-opening for me, because I thought journal writing for the longest time was just something, you know, teenage girls would do to vent about their boyfriends and how crappy they were, or, you know, that sort of thing. But no, like, Hal just completely changed my life and showed me the power of really getting into this journaling. And I use the journal at 5minutejournal.com, which helps me because it's sort of a guided journaling. There's prompts there to write things like, what are you grateful for? What do you want to do today that's going to make it a win for you? What are some awesome things you did today? Which is, you know, you kind of journal in the morning when you wake up, and then journal at the end to reflect on the day that you've had, and then also write what you wish you had done better. And that alone has just completely changed, because I will go to bed seeing that I actually accomplished the things that I wanted to. I go to bed like with a smile my face. And that didn't always happen before. And then I wake up just so excited to conquer the next day. And I wake up and immediately think about what I'm grateful for. And, you know, it just completely motivates me. So that's been going really well. Meditation has been just completely mind-blowing for me as well. I use a tool called Muse. You can find that at choosemuse.com to help me out. It sort of validates that I'm doing it correctly. There's literally brain sensors that you put on this little, there's this headband with brain sensors you put on your head, and it will tell you if you're doing it right based off of some sounds that you hear on an app that it's connected with. I'm not going to go into detail there. You can check it out at choosemuse.com if you're interested. But that validates that I'm doing it right, and that's completely changed in terms of helping me focus and stay on task when I need to. And even when I get off task or get distracted, it's really easy for me to get back on where I need to be. So those things have been really helpful. And reading I've always done. I mean, that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs do. Here is a list of things that I just wrote down, Drew, that I feel are not unique to me, because I know a lot of people do this, but something that you might not hear very much of when it comes to habits and things that entrepreneurs do to sort of reach levels of success. And, you know, this is just a few of the things that came to mind. The first one is, I think a lot about, in terms of decision making, whenever I'm met with a decision, no matter how small it is, I think about 1 year from now. I think about 5 years from now. I think about 10 years from now, and what that decision will look like that far down the road. And that quick habit of just thinking and just using that litmus test helps me with my decision making so much, and it cuts out a lot of the the lot of hard work that goes into making tough decisions. You know, sometimes all it takes is thinking about something 5 years ahead of time and then being like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't do that because I can't imagine doing it for this long. And that'll immediately cut it out of my life, and then I can focus on other things that I need to focus on. So that's a big thing for me, that litmus test, the 1 year, the 5 year, the 10 year litmus test. So think about that with what you're doing now. You might come to some interesting conclusions if you do that, and I would recommend all of you do that right now. Another thing I do is whenever I accomplish something, anything, I sort of give myself a pat on the back, and I really appreciate the small wins. You know, I don't literally pat myself on the back, but I do in my head consciously say, wow, that was awesome. That was great. You know, good job. And I tell myself that, and it's important to reward yourself no matter how small that task you finish is, because you want to motivate yourself. You want to be proud at those moments when you complete something. That's, you know, I want to form a habit of completion, because a lot of us know that entrepreneurship is, you know, about trying a lot of things and trying a lot of new things and perhaps dividing our attention on so many things where we start so many projects, but we don't complete. And so I want to form the habit of being rewarded for completing things, no matter how small they are, and they stack up over time, and then I end up completing and finishing a lot of projects, like I mentioned earlier. So appreciating those small wins along the way, stacking them so that you can just get completely motivated to finish the projects that you start. The next thing I do, and excuse me, kind of along the same lines, is I like to keep track of stuff. A lot of you saw me on Instagram and on Facebook recently talking about my book writing habits, and I've been writing almost every day and keeping track, and actually literally down to the number of words that I've been writing every single day, and that's helping me stay motivated and help in increasing the number of words every day that I write too. Just maybe on a subconscious level, I just want to keep beating myself and keep doing that. A lot of you know I publish income reports, and I've been tracking my income for the last 6 years and posting that publicly, and that has been completely motivating. And if you go back over the graph over time, it's just gone up always, because I'm always trying to beat myself and continue to move forward. And that only happens when you track, because there would be no way to know if you are making progress or not. And if you aren't, then you know the only way to know that is through tracking too. And once you know, then you can make corrections and adjustments as needed. And then the final thing I want to mention is I ask questions. If I don't know how to do something, my habit is to, okay, who can I ask who can help me figure this out? That's my first thought in my head when I don't know how to do something. Who can I ask? I don't search on Google. I don't search on YouTube. I think about the people who are close to me who would be willing to help me and help me knowing that they want to help better my situation, because they know that I'm going to help better the situation at some point too. And so that's where I start. I don't search on Google. I don't search on YouTube, or I don't do what I used to do, which is just think for hours and try to figure it out on my own without even understanding anything about it. Now I skip all that stuff, and I just go right to a source who can help me right away. I save so much more time. I'm able to better the relationships I have with people and just create those amazing connections. Again, just asking questions is so powerful, and hopefully you can make that a habit in your life as well. So, Drew, I hope that answers your question. That was a great question, and I hope that was in alignment with what you were kind of hoping to hear. And to your girlfriend as well, thank you for listening too. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually have my assistant. I want to make sure, Mindy, when you're listening to this, you let Jessica know, who is the one taking care of the t-shirts, to send Drew and his girlfriend an Ask Pat t-shirt. That'd be awesome. So thank you for having your question featured here on the show. That's great. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. Not only are they one of the top platforms out there for helping you keep track of your finances, but they have an award-winning mobile app, so you can get snapshots of your business on the fly, on the go, which is super cool. You can try them out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. You will not regret it. It's probably out of all of the sponsors on here, the one that most people are the most thankful for, at least the one that I get the most emails about. I mean, they're all great. I wouldn't work with sponsors unless I knew they were going to be helpful to you. But FreshBooks seems to just, you know, hit a note for a lot of people. So getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section. Awesome. Thank you so much. Have an amazing weekend. To finish off, I want to end with a quote from Norman Vincent Peale. He says, "Change your thoughts and you change your world." Cheers, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.